liquid zeolite today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. And coming up at 7:30, something that I think you'll all like to hear about. What's happening at this time of the year for bugs that really, really drive you crazy? Do you have... looks like a ladybug that are swarming all over the side of your house. They're coming in. They're flying around. They're stuck on the ceiling, creating a real hazard. Well, it's an Asiatic ladybug. And it's not your traditional ladybug, but it's a bug that drives you crazy because they just keep coming in. And you get a nice, hot, sunny day. They're all over the door. So you open the door and phew, they all fly in the house. Ashton Ritchie from Scotts will be here, and he'll tell us a little bit of history about that bug and a few other things. So don't go away. We'll tell you what to do about this Asiatic lily ladybug and what it's all about. Okay? Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up, we go back to Marina, who had her another question about trimming a rose bush.
Okay, Maria, good morning.
Oh, well, before I heard you say don't cut it down till the Red Sox are playing, I cut mine down to 9 inches from the ground. It just has two stems, and it was a beautiful rose bush, and I don't know why I did that, but I was cleaning an area of the yard. Now, I would like, what can I do to have it survive the winter?
Okay, the main thing, it shouldn't be a problem. The main thing that you want to do right now is to cover that stem, because where you cut it, that stem has not been able to make a callus.
Yes.
And if it's allowed just to stick above the ground during the winter, when the wind blows, it's going to pull the moisture out of the stem and start to dry it out. So what I would do is create a mound of soil or bark mulch or compost or something right over it. So you got this great big mound of soil, and that will insulate the ground. It will cover where you made that cut to prevent dehydration during the winter.
Right.
And that's why I don't, and that will keep it nice and healthy. So just get some soil out of your garden, dump it right on top of the stem, make like a big mound, and forget about it for the year. When spring comes, pull the soil or the compost back, and you're ready to go.
That sounds good. Now, getting back to my rhododendron.
Yes.
What is the best size that I should buy for a better chance for surviving? The soil is not sandy, but I don't know how healthy the soil is.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'll grow in any type of soil. So the main thing that you want to do is you want to dig a hole twice the size of the root ball and take all of the soil that doesn't look very good out add some compost. If you can add peat moss, you can add cow manure. But the better you prepare the soil, the better the plant's going to grow. And if you want something that's going to catch really quick, I would go something around 2 feet, two and a half feet tall. And again, at this time of the year, Maria, the nurseries are, this time of the year, the nurseries are having sales and you can get them for half price. So you can probably get something that's in the 3 foot range for the price of something that's 18 to 24 inches in height. So go to your local nursery, see if they have the red Nova Zembla, and, you know, if they're half price, get something bigger. The bigger the plant, the better of a chance it's going to have to really get caught and growing for you. And fall is a great time to plant, not just for mums and cabbage and asters and the fall pansies, but this is the time right now to plant your daffodils, tulips, crocuses. Get them in right now. And believe me, when spring comes, you will thank me over and over and over again. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Eileen on the line, who's calling about a hydrangea.
Eileen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I would like to know why the variegated leaf hydrangea does not blossom. I bought a number of hydrangeas a few years ago. Every one of them has blossomed except the variegated leaf. Walking in the neighborhood, I see other people who have the variegated leaf also do not have blossoms.
Yep.
Is there?
When I lived in Scituate, which is south of Boston and almost on Cape Cod, my dad had one, and we moved that damn thing around probably three or four times, figuring maybe it wasn't sheltered enough, it wasn't getting enough sun. We put it up against a house, we put it up against a fence in like a corner of a fence where it's blocked from the wind by both sides. We tried covering them with almost 2 feet of compost or bark mulch around it, and we had that plant for probably 7 or 8 years, and we could never, ever get it to bloom like the green leaf. And I always figured that that plant was a plant that we bought for the foliage, like hosta.
Mm-hmm.
Hosta is a beautiful plant. It's grown for its foliage. It's not grown for those purple lilac-y flowers. There are some varieties of hosta that have beautiful flowers on it, but 90% of them, you're buying it for the foliage. But we've tried everything. We put wilt-proof on it. We wrapped them with burlap. We covered it with soil, and we could never really get a plant that did good. If you went to the Cape, then on Cape Cod, again, in a really sheltered area, you got one or two or three flowers. But the variegated is not as winter hardy. Always had a lot of dieback and just never produced like the straight green leaf. So maybe what you need to do is almost buy some silk blue flowers and stick it right in the middle of your plant. But I personally, I mean, we could never do it. And when you go to the Cape next time, during July and August, look for the variegated. And even on the Cape, there's only two or three flowers per plant compared to the straight green leaf that will have 50 on the same plant. They're just not as hardy, but they've got beautiful foliage with that variegated green and white coloration.
I have one very old hydrangea, which is now about, today it's about 6 feet tall. And this is another one that never blossomed.
Is it a blue one?
Yes. Very old. Maybe 30 years old.
Okay. Well, the only thing, what we used to do with ours, and we always had good luck when we lived south of Boston, is I would take a piece of string, I would tie one plant, wrap it around the whole plant, and pull it together so that it looked like a Hershey Kiss, big and fat on the bottom, and going to a point where I pulled it together. I would stuff leaves and pine needles into the middle of the plant to really chuck full of organic matter. And then I would buy a bag of bark mulch and slowly pull the bark mulch around it to cover, oh, probably 15 to 18 inches high around the base of the plant. But I would use a whole bag for one plant, and that really did make a big difference. Also, where my dad's plants were, there was a lot of wind, and we would use wilt proof or wilt stop on it. So we did, we would tie them, we'd spray them with the wilt proof, then we'd stuff the pine needles and the leaves in it, and then I would put the bark mulch around it and kind of shape it right up against it. And we had pretty good luck doing it that way. So, you know, give that a try. And then if you want to prune it, wait until May, okay? Because they hydrangeas leaf out late in the season compared to other plants. And you don't want to prune it until the new growth starts. So when the buds begin to break open and you can see a little bit of green, that's when you can prune to control the height of your plant. But not until then. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at Scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOH.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1044.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1073.45, 536.72 for a half ounce, or 268.36 for the quarter ounce. That's 1073.45, 536.72, or 268.36.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We've been talking a lot about our trip to Croatia coming up in April, and I was talking with Gil, the travel agent, and Collect Vacations that's putting this together, and we have room for about 8 people. The bus is just about full, so if you've been thinking about possibly joining us, don't wait too much longer. We had 3 people sign up this week, and again, we're down to, I think, 7 or 8, maybe a little bit more than that, space-wise. It really is a good time. We travel together, and, you know, if you're traveling by yourself, it's a whole different feeling, because when you get there by yourself, you become part of the group. We do everything together, and if you want to save a little bit of money too, you can also share room with another passenger, and that's something that they'll help you, where you'll be able to set up a time to meet with that particular person, and it will save you some money as far as sharing the room. But if you're interested in joining us to Croatia, April 27th to May 5th, don't hesitate, because we're getting almost full. And if you'd like to get some information, the number to call is 888-997-2628, and talk to Gil. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mark on the line, who's got a question about grass seed.
Hey, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself?
Good. I wanted to find out how late in the year you can plant grass seed and expect it to germinate and come up.
Well, I live in Maine, and it's too late for me here in Maine. If you live, let's say, on Cape Cod, then you'll get some germination. It's going to depend on the type of seed. Just to give you some ideas, if you're planting bluegrass, bluegrass, you need to have temperatures 60 plus degrees, and it's going to take 3 weeks to germinate. So to be practical, bluegrass planted at this time of the year, unless we have a beautiful month of November, will not germinate. Perennial rye, on the other hand, is a seed that is 60 degrees plus, could germinate in 7 to 10 days. So if you've got a blend that's got some good perennial rye, then you're going to have some germination. Fescues, whether they're tall fescues or fine fescues, they'll take at least 2 weeks to have good germination. But you get some nights it gets down to the 30s, and it takes all day to warm up that ground to get it back up into the 50s, the low 60s, not too much is going to happen. So to be practical, it's November, and I don't think you're going to have too much for germination unless you're using a mostly perennial rye. Now, don't plant annual rye. Annual rye will come up, it'll germinate, it will grow, but it's an annual. So during the winter, it would die. And annual rye and perennial rye cost basically the same thing. Annual is 1 year. Perennial is forever. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, the thing that you want to do with your grass seed, if you've got grass seed left, it's still going to be good next year. What you want to do is put it in a container in your garage, or a tool shed, or in your basement, and as long as you can keep the moisture out of the container, put it in a trash bag. If you only get a little bit, put it in a Ziploc. But put it in a bag, keep it off the floor so that you don't get the dampness from the floor. And tool shed, garage, basement, it really doesn't matter. Just don't let it get too hot. You wouldn't want to keep it inside the house with 70 degree temperatures, because that would dry it out a little bit. But grass seed will keep. I've planted grass seed 3 years old. You just put it on heavier because some of the grass will dry out because it is older. But I planted grass seed, it was 3 years old. I put it on at double the regular rate, and it came on so thick and beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money.
When you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money.
When you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money.
Go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231, and a lot that needs to be done in the yard. Hopefully, you've cut back most of your perennials, you've cleaned out the beds, you've begun to start thinking about winterizing your roses. Now, if you have roses, and they're still green, and they're still flowering, then just leave them alone. I have some in my backyard that still have a few flowers on them right now. They're absolutely beautiful. But you want to prepare them for the winter. And usually I'll try and get my roses taken care of around Veterans Day. So you got another couple of weeks to do that. So if where you live, your weather's really getting cold and you're planning on using bark mulch, or you're going to be using a bag of soil to put around your roses to winterize them, then make sure that you keep that someplace where it doesn't freeze. And that way, when the season is right, then you can apply the products. The one thing that you do not want to do right now, if you're winterizing things like blue hydrangea and roses, I know it's November 1st, but if the weather is nice where you are, and you try and winterize your plants like roses and hydrangeas, and you're using something that's soft like pine needles or compost, the mice that are still looking for a place to live are going to think that you just built them a personal condo, and they'll dig into that straw or hay or pine needles, and they'll live in there during the winter, and they'll eat all of the branches. So when you winterize like that, wait until the ground begins to freeze, or at least wait until the middle of November. And that way, the rodents have found a place to live. And that makes a big, big difference. Okay, joining us this morning is Ashton Ritchie. Ashton is a good friend of the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we've asked him to join us to give us some ideas on what we should be doing at this time of the year. Ashton, good morning.
I hear you talking about, creating that condo for the mice and so forth, around roses and so forth, and holding off. That's a good recommendation, but it reminded me that now I'm up to 7 mice that I have caught sneaking into our house with that, with the new Ortho, kill and contain mouse traps.
7.
I've got 7. And you know what's really cool about those traps is, when you put the peanut butter in the little compartment and then close it so that it's, attracting the mice, it doesn't dry out like it does in the old-fashioned trap. So, it will stay in there for days waiting for the mice to come in. And then the other cool thing is they can't go in there and just kind of get a little bit of it off like they can on the other trap. Sometimes you'd find, the old-fashioned mouse trap sitting there and all the peanut butter is gone, and you're thinking, well, that doggone mouse was able to sneak that off of there without springing that trap. How you doing,
Paul? I'm doing good, Ashton. I was thinking of you now that you just said that. Last week it was time to put all the patio furniture away.
Yeah.
And so before I put away, I decided I would clean the tool shed.
Mm-hmm.
So I took everything out of the tool shed, swept it, reorganized all of the tools on the walls.
Boy, I'm glad my wife is not listening to this program this morning. Go ahead.
And I had 2 cardboard boxes. One box had all kinds of odds and ends in it, and the other one had some rope. And I took them out, and before I went to put them back in, I just for a second said, maybe I should just clean what's in here, too. So I turned the box upside down. I dropped them on the ground. One box had 7 little mice in it, and the other one had 5. Scared the hell out of me. These things are running all over the lawn. So I said, duh. So I went down to the store and I bought a couple of these traps.
Yeah.
And I've picked up 3. But you're right. If you have a tool shed or a garage or someplace,
they're looking
when
for
the weather gets
warm.
Cold. They're looking for someplace warm.
That's right.
Speaking of things that come in the house looking for the heat, that Asiatic ladybug. Tell us about that, Ashton.
Yeah, they. We think of ladybugs as being good things. They certainly eat a lot of aphids. But as the weather starts to get cold, they try to find a place to overwinter, and they look for any kind of little crevices or cracks, and sometimes they're attracted to the warmth of the house, so they get in there around the windows and so forth. And, you can say, okay, I will allow them to hide out there till next spring, and then next spring they can eat the aphids. You can, caulk those cracks or try to, get to do away with any of those crevices so they don't have a place to hide. But they certainly do get pesky this time of year. You can spray them, the Ortho Home Defense. But, the thing about it is as they start to Is their body start to really slow down with the cold weather? You know, I'm not sure that it's as effective as it would be when it was warm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just sort of the nature of how they're metabolizing stuff. And so, you know, you certainly kill some of them, but I don't think you'll get rid of all of them that way because they're getting ready to hibernate.
So their body functions are getting slower and slower
and
slower.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we just go around with the vacuum cleaner and suck them right off the ceiling.
Yeah, the person who invented that shop vac, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's a good tool. It's almost like duct tape. You got to have a shop vac. You got to have duct tape all the time. So, you know, time to give that lawn that last feeding if you haven't done that yet. I know that I sound like a broken record every time I talk to you about feeding the lawn, but boy, fall is really the time when you can really help that root growth. And I opened up the paper this morning here in Columbus, Ohio, and sure enough, the garden writer here was saying, you got to get that second feeding down now. And you know, this is really the best time to do it. And even though and she was saying in the garden, in the paper, even though the lawns look great because of all the rainfall we've had this fall, you know, don't be tempted to skip that last feeding because you're doing all of your work below ground and you're getting a lot of bang for your buck by feeding. So it's not just me. It's not just you. It's all the garden experts talk about feeding the lawn in the fall. So turf mm-hmm. loader, super turf loader with winter guard is a great way to go right now this time of year.
Exactly. Get it down so that the grass will be that much stronger. And who knows? I mean, we could have a winter where we get a nice fluffy snow, and that's perfect. Or we could have a winter where we have a lot of ice that will smother. And, you know, so the better we can prepare the grass, the better it's going to look when spring arrives.
That's right. So get your winter guard down. Get your super turf loader winter guard down. You know, sooner the better. I know you've got listeners in a lot of places, and when I was with the Extension Service county agent down in Virginia, we recommended that last feeding would be around Thanksgiving. So, you know, you still got time to do it.
We do. Great. Now, how about mowing, Ashton? When should we cut the grass for the last time?
Well, as long as it's growing, and I like to make that last cut at around 2.5 inches or so. You could drop it to 2 inches, but 2.5 inches is a good height, especially if you've had some tall fescue in the lawn. 2.5 inches is good. So as long as it's growing, you should be cutting it. But don't scalp it down or don't leave it real long going into the winter.
And how about the leaves? Leaves and pine needles. I've been noticing that the last year or two you've been recommending that people grind up the leaves and the pine needles and just leave it right in the lawn. And
yeah, you can do that. You got to get them down to dime size or smaller, and they will compost in place. But the key to doing that is putting down the winter guard at the time that you're doing it, the super turf loader winter guard. And the reason for that is some of the leaves have a very high carbon to nitrogen ratio. I mean, you know, oak leaves are like 90 to 1. And when we put down manure as an organic material, it's usually around like 15 to 1. So you need some nitrogen. If you don't have the nitrogen readily available, then the microorganisms breaking down those leaves will rob the nitrogen from your grass plant, that anything that's in the soil, and then your grass will be starving, and that's not the good thing you want to do. So you'll create compost right there in place on your lawn if you can chop those leaves down to dime size or smaller and then spread that super turf loader winter guard right after you do it.
Now, I had somebody that called the other day, Ashton, and they said, you know, I've got some places where the leaves are like a foot thick.
You got to have a pretty daggone good lawnmower to do those down to a dime size. So, you know, just maybe rake off some of them and get them ready for, you know, I like to save some of them for my compost pile next year. So I'll have some brown to mix with my grass clippings and when I'm making compost next year. So I kind of make a pile that's right in my compost pile to use them. You know, at least with this method of chopping them to dime size and leaving them in place, you don't have to worry about getting them all off the lawn. You can just kind of reduce the quantity down, then run the lawnmower over and over a couple times, and that'll do the job.
Wonderful. Now, how about the homeowner that has bags of fertilizer left over? What's the best way to handle those as far as storage?
Just keep the moisture from them. That's the main thing. You know, they come in plastic bags now, so they are, they're protected pretty well. But if you, if you've got a partially open, a partially used bag, fold it down real, real tight so that you don't have any air in there, and maybe use that old duct tape we were just talking about to seal the bag up to next spring, and maybe store it on a shelf rather than on the concrete floor. Then you'll be ready to go. Use it next year, and it'll be good as long as it doesn't get wet. It does not lose its potency.
Wonderful. We had Amanda called about 15 minutes ago, and he was wondering about planting a new lawn at this point, and I was trying to explain to him how different varieties of grass, how much time they need, and told him that if it's bluegrass in the northeast, you're really trying to push the envelope. I don't think it would germinate. But if he's got some seed that he bought, and it's, you know, it is November, what's the best way to store that seed so that it doesn't go bad during the winter, so that when April comes, he can apply the seed to the ground and then have a nice thick lawn? How would you store that seed, Ashton?
Well, it comes in a package that, you know, keeps the air out of it. But I might bag it up again in a big Ziploc bag or something that I can wrap it to make sure that there's no air gets to it, and store it in a dry place. You know, you may even store it in the refrigerator, to keep it cool. And the whole notion is to keep it from going through a lot of temperature changes, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, and also being exposed to a lot of humidity. There is something called dormant seeding, where you wait until after the ground is frozen and then you seed at that time. Sometimes athletic fields, they have to do it that way. And I did a blog on that last December on the Scott's website that's still hanging out there that you can read, that goes to one of the turf experts there in Rhode Island that, talks about how to do that. And you go to scotts.com, and if you find my blog, then, go back to the archives of last December and you can read about dormant seeding.
Okay. And how about bags of powdered chemicals and bottles of liquid chemicals? You know, for the most part, we're going to be all done with that. How should we best store those?
I like to store the liquids in a place where they won't freeze. They won't, you know, in a garage, if you're getting to freezing weather outside, you know, you might want to put them in a place where they might not freeze. That's the main thing. The powders are okay.
The powders are okay, but
yeah.
Liquids, someplace where they won't freeze.
That's right.
Terrific. Ashton, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping our gardeners to preserve what they have so that it's going to be useful next season.
Thank you, Paul. And always good to talk with you. I know I don't help them as much as you do, but certainly Scotts.com.
Take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals. All organic.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Ashton gave you quite a bit of information on things that you should be doing to put your gardening tools away, your fertilizers, your grass seed, your chemicals. And that way they don't go bad. And as he said, with liquids, when they freeze and then they thaw and they freeze and they thaw, they weaken. And then you get frustrated. You apply the product to kill the bug or to prevent the disease, and it doesn't work as good because it's been weakened by the freezing and thawing. So if it's a powder, put it in your tool shed or your garage, up on a shelf, never on the floor. If it's a liquid, put it someplace where it's not going to freeze. And a regular tool shed in the backyard is going to freeze. So maybe box it up, put it in your basement, tie it so the kids can't get into it. And that way when spring arrives, the product will be just as effective. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Bill, who's calling about hibiscus.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. Nice talking to you, long-time listener. I have some hibiscus that are about, 6 or 7 feet tall, and
yes.
They have wintered over very nicely from last year. And I want to know, how do I treat these so they will come back again next year? Do I cut them right to the ground? Do I just leave them alone? Or what in the world do I do?
These are the summer flowering perennial hibiscus that you have out in your garden.
Correct.
Okay. I have a whole bunch of those. I love that perennial hibiscus. They also call it rose mallow. And I was cleaning up my gardens the last couple of weeks. I cut them to about 4 to 6 inches from the ground.
4 to 6 inches from the ground.
4 to 6 inches, and that was, you can cut them a little bit shorter, but I always like to leave that stump there. That way I can find it easier, and there's a little bit more body to that plant. But I have some in the backyard that are probably 8 or 9 years old, and they'll get to be 6, 7 feet tall, and at the base, it's a good 2 inches in diameter. And I take my loppers, and 4 to 6 inches from the ground, I cut everything. And that was done 2 weeks ago. And in the spring, they'll come right back for you. You do not have to put any winterizing like compost on them. They're very, very strong. And if they can live here in Kennebunk, Maine, they can live anywheres. And they're a wonderful, wonderful plant.
Even though they're green, the stalks are green, you can cut them, even though the stalks are green right now, about 6 inches from the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much also. I mean, today's the day. If you've got the time to do it, get out there. I've cut back all of my iris. I cut the foliage in half. All of my hostas, the daylilies, and the bulk of my perennials have all been cut back in the last couple of weeks. And that way, my perennial bed is ready for next season. I still have 2 beds that I haven't edged yet, and I don't know if I'm going to get to them. But if you can clean your perennial beds and cut back all of the old foliage, it makes a tremendous, tremendous difference. I have some Montauk daisies in my garden, and they were all budded up. We had some really cold nights, and the buds all turned brown. Some of the flowers opened. But a lot of them never really open like they should due to the weather during the year. And last week I took my Montauk daisies that were 3 feet tall, some of them. I cut them back to 18 inches. And then in the spring, I'll cut them down to 1 foot. You need that cleaning. You eliminate insects, you eliminate diseases, and you start off the season on a really positive note. So, a day like today, attack those perennial hibiscus and clean them up, and you'll be in terrific shape. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate the call. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Claire on the line, who's got a couple questions about fruit trees.
Okay, Claire, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and I've been a long-time listener. I have some fruit trees in my backyard, one on my side yard. The prune trees, the peach tree, I have some branches that are kind of bending over, and I know you said it's better to prune in the spring, but I feel I really need to prune these now because I think, you know, with the winter and the snow, the branches are going to break.
Okay, why don't you hold on, Claire? We're coming up on the break.